Chapter 33. Woe to you who destroy, and you weren't destroyed, and deal treacherously, and they didn't deal treacherously with you. When you have ceased to destroy, you shall be destroyed, and when you have made an end of dealing treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with you. O Lord, be gracious to us, we have waited for you. Be our arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the thunder the peoples are fled, at the lifting up of yourself the nations are scattered. Your spoil shall be gathered as the caterpillar gathers, as locusts leap shall men leap on it. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. There shall be stability in your times, abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is your treasure. Behold, their valiant ones cry outside. The ambassadors of peace weep bitterly. The highways lie waste. The wayfaring man ceases. The enemy has broken the covenant. He has despised the cities. He doesn't regard man. The land mourns and languishes. Lebanon is confounded and withers away. Sharon is like a desert, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their leaves. Now I will arise, says the Lord. Now I will lift up myself. Now I will be exalted. You shall conceive chaff. You shall bring forth stubble. Your breath is a fire that shall devour you. The peoples will be as the burning of lime, as thorns cut down, that are burned in the fire. Hear, you who are far off, what have I done? And you who are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Trembling has seized the godless ones. Who among us can dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us can dwell with everlasting burning? He who walks righteously and speaks blamelessly, he who despises the gain of oppression, who shakes his hands from taking a bribe, who stops his ears from hearing of blood and shuts his eyes from looking on evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be at the munitions of the rocks. His bread shall be given him, his water shall be sure. Your eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall see a land that reaches afar. Your heart shall muse on the terror. Where is he who counted? Where is he who weighed the tribute? Where is he who counted the towers? You shall not see the fierce people, a people of deep speech that you cannot comprehend, of a strange language that you cannot understand. Look on Zion, the city of our solemnities. Your eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tent that shall not be removed. The stakes whereof shall never be plucked up, neither shall any of the cords of it be broken. But there the Lord will be with us in majesty, a place of broad rivers and streams, in which shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Your rigging is untied, they could not strengthen the foot of their mast, they could not spread the sail. Then was the prey of great spoil divided, the lame took the prey. The inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people who dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity.